Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to welcome everyone here to this wonderful pre-Christmas Sunday service. You know that Christmas is on a Sunday. So next Sunday is Christmas. And I believe that the Lord will visit us like never before in Jesus' name. I know Dr. Mrs. Becky Enenche has done it, but I want to especially appreciate every one of us for your goodwill, physical presence, prayers, and everything that went into the wedding of our daughter yesterday. The Lord reward you. The Lord honor you. The Lord cause men and women to stand beside you and with you. If it was possible, I would have loved to shake hands with everybody yesterday. But that was not possible. Also, we had an overwhelming crowd. It was very, very difficult to control the crowd. So if you felt in any way like you couldn't get the fullness of the occasion, maybe by reception or so on, we apologize. That is the kind of problem that you have when there are so many people who love you and who are interested in your life. We are sorry for any hitches. And we believe that despite anything, you enjoyed that moment. Give the Lord a big clap and a big shout of praise. I want to let it known to all of us that you have sown the seed of celebration. Celebration will never depart from your life. I want to let you know that you have sown the seed of honor. Honor will never depart from your life. The old song says it's pace to serve Jesus. Our life proved over and over again that we have not wasted our lives. We have not wasted our time. Our former president, Goodluck Jonathan, had to rush in here and then rush in for another program. Several people had to rush in. Akwa Ibom governor came in from Akwa Ibom from an all-night Christmas carol that goes into the night to fly here and from here straight to the east for another program. We had Papa woke up by 5 a.m., 4 a.m., Mama 3 a.m. to be able to hit the road by 5 a.m. in order to be here for the service. What would you need in life if people value you like this and they are interested in you? Our people say that a person who has people is heavier than the person who only has money. Am I communicating? So it pays. You haven't wasted your time. And I want you all to ensure that you serve God clean, serve God neat. God will always be bigger than the devil. Any day, any time, anywhere. Somebody give the Lord a praise because you are next in line for celebration. You believe you are next in line for celebration? Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Dr. Miss Enenche, I don't know whether you are the one that is planning to wed. Because you have been looking like a bride since yesterday. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. People tell me, they say, so you have become father-in-law now. I said, calm down. I am still very fresh. I'm very cool. Hallelujah. And from, please sit down. From all over the world, the love that has poured in from North America, Pastor Philemon, from Europe, Beth and his wife, and other people that have come from Africa here, and from all over the world, we have seen people witness such a wedding occasion. And of course, the president of Malawi, who has sent his son to represent him, meaning that he would have come in person, but he's not able, so he sent his son Nick and his wife all the way from Malawi. They've been here. They were here for the music concert. Yes, that's Nick right there. You are welcome. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Seated right beside Nick is the secretary to the government of Malawi, like the SGF. And secretary to the government and also the cabinet. And she came all the way. She came towards the end of the reception. Flew all the way from America to come for the occasion. But she met the end of the reception. We appreciate Madam Colleen Zamba all the way from Malawi. I would like to bring her up later on to share her testimony. She has a testimony. She was in this church for 6 years before returning while working with the United Nations. Before God moved her up to that position in Malawi. The secretary to the Assemblies of God, Malawi, Reverend Matilda Matabwa and her husband also came all the way for this occasion. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, and the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bishop Joseph Ayari, representing Reverend John Fojo, the Deputy Minister of Education of Ghana, is also here, and also Bishop Taki Aboy. We appreciate you all. I'm doing this because for people to travel, pay their airfare, to come to honor you and honor God, is never to be taken for granted. We do not take this for granted, and we will never take it for granted. The Lord bless you all, and the Lord honor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone lift your hands again, and then of course every one of us here who traveled all the way from Lube, all the way from Asokoro, all the way from Metama. It's a long journey. The Lord bless you all in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 34 and in verse 1. Psalm 34 and in verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I also see a lot of pastors, our pastors, Dunamis pastors, and pastors of other ministries who came in for the wedding and are unable to go back because of either transportation or anything, or decided to stay here this Sunday morning. We appreciate all of you as well. The Lord richly bless us in Jesus' precious name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I am speaking on the subject praising at all times and seasons. Praising at all times and seasons. Praising at all times and seasons. I have two objectives for this preaching. Number one is to understanding the times and seasons that are critical for our praise. Times and seasons. Number two is understanding the profit of praise at those seasons. Understanding the profit of praise at those seasons. Now, the psalmist gives us the possibility of blessing God at all times. The possibility of having the praise of God continually in our mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That there is such a possibility. I'd like you to think about it. I will bless the Lord at all times. All times, not sometimes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. Not occasionally. I'd like you to think about it. How is that possible? How was that possible? Does it mean that David was happy and on top of the world all the time? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Does it mean that David had victory all the time, no battles? Does it mean that things were working positively and in his favor all the time? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. He never had a downtime. Was he a normal human being? David, over normal. How then is it possible to bless the Lord at all times for his praise to continually be in our mouth? Two reasons may be possible. Number one, how is it possible to praise God at all times? Number one, it is possible to praise God at all times when we praise with understanding. Psalm 47 and in verse 7, he said that we shall praise God, for God is the King of all the earth. He said, sing ye praises with understanding. When we praise him with understanding. When we praise God knowing that we are not wasting our time. It is possible to praise God at all times when we praise him with understanding. Secondly, it is possible to praise God at all times when we praise God by decision, not just from emotion. When we praise God by decision. When we praise God deliberately. We praise by decision. What do I mean by decision? When you realize that gift is not when you realize that joy is not a gift but a choice. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. It didn't say if you are gifted to be happy. No. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19 talks about, even if the fig tree does not blossom and there is no fruit in the vine, the labor of the olive will perish, yet I will rejoice. So, we praise with the understanding and we praise deliberately. Now, what are the seasons? What are the times that the praise is needed? All times. And I want to enumerate the seasons that we can praise God in. Those seasons. All times. Times is also seasons. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Season number one. Season of manifestation. Season of manifestation. That is season of fulfillment. The season where things good have happened. The season where your expectations have come to pass. Like the kind of season we are in, that we were in yesterday. Seasons of celebration are seasons of manifestations, are designed to be seasons of celebration. I mean, that is very natural to praise God when the good things have happened. Only ungrateful people wouldn't do that. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, all the way verse 11 all the way to verse 17, we saw how 10 lepers. The other way, Luke chapter 17, verse. All right, Luke chapter 10, verse 17, the 70 returned with joy. After they went out on evangelism, they got results, they got testimonies, they returned with joy, they returned with praise, they returned with celebration. When we praise in season of celebration, in seasons of manifestation, what is our benefit? What is our profit? What are we seeking to experience? Number one is to acknowledge the faithfulness of God as the doer of every good thing. Acknowledging the faithfulness of God as the doer of every good thing. In order to see more of his faithfulness. When God is faithful to you, and you acknowledge that he was faithful, you are positioned to experience more of his faithfulness. To acknowledge the faithfulness of God as the doer of every good thing, in order to see more of his faithfulness. Number two, when you thank God for what he has done, he says to thank God for what he has done, in order to move him to do what is yet to be done. To thank him for what he has done is to move him to do what he is yet to do. That was in Luke chapter 17, verse 11, all the way to verse 17, where the leper was cleansed. And when he saw that he was cleansed, he returned back. And because he returned back, he was made whole. When you thank him for what he has done, he is moved to do what he is yet to do. I prophesy to someone here today, you shall experience what God is yet to do in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear a louder amen? So in seasons of manifestation, seasons of fulfillment, seasons where our results have been seen, we praise God. Number two, seasons of frustration or depression. Seasons of frustration or depression. Where you have a climate of frustration, a climate of depression, a climate of discouragement. It's a season that calls for praise. The psalmist said in Psalm 42, verse 5, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? So, it's possible for situations to try to cast you down. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Even when I am cast down, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall yet praise him. When you praise at times like this, it's called the sacrifice of praise. When you don't feel like nothing on earth wants you to praise. The only thing you want to do is to complain. The only thing you want to do is to murmur and grumble. The only thing you want to do is to be angry with God. And yet, you are praising him, it becomes a sacrifice. Verse 11 said, almost repeated, 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I will yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance. I take authority over every spirit of depression right now. I command it to die in the name of Jesus. I declare this season of frustration over. What is the profit of doing this? Number one, to destroy the climate of evil that is created by depression. The climate of evil. There is always a climate of evil. It's called the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. Said, to appoint to them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. You destroy. You see, depression is the foundation for oppression. Is the foundation for affliction. Depression is the foundation for oppression. The devil cannot oppress you until he can depress you. And when you praise in that climate, you praise like that, you destroy that climate. In seasons of oppression, to destroy the climate of evil. And number two, to secure divine intervention. In the midst of your frustration, to secure divine intervention. When you are praising God, instead of agreeing to be frustrated and be depressed, you secure divine intervention. He said, I will praise him. Why? For the help of his countenance. I am in this depressed state, I am securing his help through praise. Isaiah, Psalm 42 verse 5. I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. I shall yet praise him so I can connect his help. I can connect the help of his countenance. When we praise him in the midst of depression, we secure his intervention. That was what happened to Paul and Silas when they were beaten black and blue. In Acts chapter 16, and they were put in prison. Instead of agreeing to mourn, they began to praise. And in the midst of the praise, God stepped into their prison. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and all the doors were opened, and their bands were loosed. I announce to someone here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, divine intervention is coming your way right now. In the midst of any situation you have found yourself, I declare, I decree the intervention of God in the name of Jesus. What are the seasons for our praise? Seasons of manifestation, which is fulfillment. Number two is season of depression, frustration, or depression. And number three are seasons of expectations delayed. Seasons of expectations delayed. Expectations delayed. When you are expecting and it appears to be that there is a delay. This is also the season between the prayer and the answer. When you have prayed and the answer hasn't come, what is the next to do is called praise. It's the season between the prayer and the answer. Romans chapter 4 verse 20 spoke about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. There was a delay. God gave him a promise. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the Lord must say amen. What is the objective of, what is the profit of doing this? Praising at this time, it is the expression of faith in the faithfulness of God, and that moves him to action. It's an expression of faith, delayed expectation. Praising God in delayed expectation is an expression of faith in the faithfulness of God, and that moves him to action. In Psalm 106 verse 12, the Bible said they believed his word and they sang his praise. In Romans chapter 4 verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving praise to God. Expression of faith in the faithfulness of God. Lord, you are too faithful to fail. I am expressing my faith by my praise. Number two, it is building a memorial altar that reminds God of what he is yet to do. It's a memorial altar. Your praise is a memorial, it's an altar. You are raising an altar, a memorial altar. Especially when you are praising him in advance. When Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he prayed, there was no result yet. Then in verse 9 of Jonah chapter 2, he said he offered the sacrifice of praise. He offered. He said, but I will sacrifice unto you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. And then God spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah. Somebody say amen. When you are trusting God for that opening, that mantle, that grace, that help, that favor, and it has not yet happened, it's not as if God has forgotten. But you are telling the Lord, Lord, I thank you because you are faithful. And I want to appreciate you in advance for this door that I trust you to open. And you begin to praise God in appreciation of that door that has not yet opened. And you are building a memorial altar. And God will remember you. I prophesy today, there is someone seated here about to be remembered by God. If you are that one, you will say aloud, amen. Your praise today is going to remind God that you are still there. Shout the loudest amen. What is the next season? After manifestation, after frustration, after seasons of expectation delayed, number four is seasons of confrontation, battle. I will praise God at all times, and that includes times of battle. No time of play now. That is outright battle. Battle, you don't know where it's coming from. Battle, you may know where it's coming from, but battle. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Hallelujah. Seasons of confrontation. It's a season of that. I'm sure somebody is understanding now what the psalmist means by I will praise God at all times. All seasons. All seasons. All seasons. What will this do for you when you praise God in battle? Number one, you bring confusion into the camp of the enemy. Your praise in the midst of battle brings confusion. It sets the enemy against themselves. Maybe there is a gang up against you in your office, a gang up against you in your place of work, a gang up against you in your community, your family. You decided to praise with that in focus. You bring confusion. We stated the scripture already. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22-23. You bring confusion. Number two, you invite God to take over the battle. Lord, I am praising you in the midst of this battle. I want to confirm that this battle is not my battle. I want to tell you, Lord, I am not ready to fight. I want you to take over this battle. And it will take over. Can someone say aloud, amen? I pray for someone here today. Every enemy gang up against your life and against your destiny, I decree confusion in their midst right now. Say amen like a believer. Even before this December is over, there shall be confusion in the camp of your adversaries. I prophesy right now, Jehovah is taking over a battle from somebody here. And that battle shall not cross 2022
That battle cannot cross this year. That battle you are fighting currently cannot cross this year. Whether it is a battle with cancer, a battle with a disease, or a battle with an affliction or an oppression, or a battle with a demonic agenda, that battle cannot cross this year. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Help me look at somebody else. I said, tell them God is taking over your battle. God is taking over your battle. And the battle cannot cross this year. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Are you seeing the possibility of praising God at all times? Even in the midst of battle. Even in now. Number five. After praise, seasons of confrontation are seasons of deprivation. Seasons of scarcity, lack. I heard the story of a man. One day, during the times of very extreme scarcity in his family, the only thing available was water for children and wife and everybody to drink. So they brought out the water. Say, Lord, thank you for this water. We appreciate you because water is available. Meaning that there are people who can't even get water. So let us begin to dance and celebrate. And they began to dance and celebrate. Because all they had was water before they drank the water. Before they will finish praising and dancing. They had a vehicle, like a little truck, drive into the house. Brought food. Brought frozen chicken. All manner. From a quarter unbelievable. How? Who told you we are in need? Is the power of praise in scarcity. Power of praise in seasons of shortage. Whenever it appears like you don't have enough, don't complain. Celebrate. When you complain, you call pain. Don't complain. You call pain when you complain. I'm sure you read it in scripture. Neither murmur ye like they murmured, and we are destroyed of the destroyer. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Celebrate. When it is not enough, it can be made to become more than enough by praise. Did you hear what I just said? When what you have appears not to be enough, it can be made to become more than enough by praise. That is scripture. John chapter 6 verse 11. Please take your seat. Jesus had only 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men beside women and children. And all he did, he didn't complain on top of the loaves. He praised, he gave thanks. And what was not enough became more than enough. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. How many young men can it feed? Laborers. One person can eat all of it. That is capacious people. People with capacity. One person. That became the food of 5,000 men. I'm happy they mention men first. Because men are equal to the task all the time. Besides, I know of a man, after he fasts in the evening, he will ask for the breakfast, the lunch, and the dinner of the same day. To eat it together. He wants to recover all. There shall be no loss. That's one of my friends here. He knows himself. He was breaking one fast with Aku. Aku showed him Pepe Daddy. During 21-day fast, he waited for me at this place. He said, excuse me, sir. Like, my system is upside down. I said, what happened? He said, he just broke the fast with Aku. Hallelujah. For those of you who don't know Aku, Aku is fufu. If you Google it, you may find it. Solidified fufu. Concrete fufu. Hallelujah. Beside women and children, that is, not to count women and children, but 5,000 healthy appetite men had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, ate until there was baskets left over. How many baskets? 12 baskets left over. Do you remember what I said? If it is not enough, your praise can make it become more than. That's the basis of that statement. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. When what you have appears not to be enough, it can be made to become more than enough by praise. I am speaking to someone in this Christmas period, in this season. What you have shall become more than enough in the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. When you praise God in deprivation, 2 things. Number one, you release the unction for multiplication. The anointing for multiplication flows in the vehicle of appreciation. The anointing for multiplication travels in the vehicle of appreciation. You release the anointing for businessmen. I'd like you to understand this as well. Whatever you do, collect your salary at the end of the month and say, what is this? What can this salary do now? You have killed that salary already. You have killed possibility already. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. There are those who don't have a salary at all. I'm excited. I praise you. I celebrate you. Then multiplication can come from diverse quarters. Until what you are receiving as salary becomes one of your allowances. Because of what is flowing from different corners of the earth. Somebody shall have that experience. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. You release the unction from multiplication. Number two, when you appreciate God for what is available, you activate from God what is desirable. When you appreciate God for what is available, you activate from God what is desirable. Because there are many times where what is available is not what is desirable. What you have is not what you desire. You are desiring beyond what you have. When you appreciate God for what is available, you activate from God what is desirable. These are secrets. All these 2 references are from John chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 12. John chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 12. Finally, what are the seasons for our praise? Seasons of confusion or decision. The first is manifestation. The second is frustration or depression. The third is expectation delayed. The fourth is confrontations or battles. The fifth is deprivation, lack or scarcity. The sixth is confusion or decision. When
You need to make decision, and you don't know what to do.
Where confusion must be cleared,
it's a season to praise.
Can you see why the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times?
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
When you praise God in your confusion, or when you are in need of decision, what do you do? Number one,
you connect with the light of His countenance. The light of His countenance. The countenance of God carry light.
Psalm 89 verse 15. He said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. If they know the joyful sound, they shall walk in the light of your countenance.
When light appears, you may not hear a voice, but you know the road to follow. Am I communicating?
Do you understand what I mean?
There are times where it is not that you heard God say something, but you know what to do. You just know the steps to take. You know where to go and where to avoid. That is what light does for you. It is not all the time that you hear a voice that gives you direction. There are times it is, you say, I will guide you with my eyes. Am I speaking? You just know what to do. There is clarity. It's so clear as day, that this is where to follow. This is the step to take. And that can be activated with the joyful sound. He will guide you in the light of His countenance. Somebody say aloud, amen. Everyone trusting God for direction. Get set. After our praise today, the light of His countenance shall be made available to you.
What happens to us when we praise in confusion?
Number two is to connect His voice of direction.
This one was light. The next is direct voice.
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29. He said, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart. As when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause His glorious voice to be heard. In verse 30. The Lord will cause His voice to be heard. In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 15. Elisha needed direction. And he asked for a minstrel. And as they brought the minstrel. And it came to pass as the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came upon him, and direction became clear. Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see rain, you shall not see wind. Why?
While the minstrel played, thus saith the Lord came into his ears.
In the midst of confusion, in the midst, you want to make a decision. Should I go? Should I not go? Should I relocate from Nigeria? Should I not relocate? Am I to marry this man? Am I to marry this woman? Am I to get this job? Am I to get that job? Should I pack from this neighborhood to that? Should I not? I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Yes, I love you, Lord. You are God. I praise you, Almighty God. Everlasting is your name. From age to age, you're still the same. Oh Lord, we bless your name. And you are praising God and blessing God. All of a sudden, your mind is saturated. Your heart is saturated. Your spirit is saturated with information, and direction comes. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
I give you Number 7 is season of desperation for fresh unction. At all times, when you are desperate for the hand of God, when you are desperate for fresh oil, when you are desperate for fresh grace, when you are desperate, it's times for praise. It's a time for worship. It's a time. Why? Number one, when praises go up, the hand of the Lord comes down. And the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. The hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. The altar of praise is the altar of power. The altar of worship. Number two, praise activates the release of potentials. Graces you carry, abilities that are inside you that are not yet visible are triggered into release at the altar of praise. Somebody say a loud amen. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5 and 6, at the garrison of the Philistines, Saul met the company of prophets that were praising God with diverse instruments. And the prophetic inside him came out. Moses wrote many years ago. He says, spring up, O well. Sing ye to it. ICT, get me that scripture. Spring up, O well. When you sing to the well, it springs. Inside you. Then Israel sang this song. Spring up, O well. Numbers 21:17. Sing ye unto it. You want the well of the spirit inside you to spring. You want the graces inside to flow. You want the unction to explode. Sing ye. Spring up, O well. Sing to it. Somebody say amen. So how many of us are ready to bless the Lord at all times and to have His praise continually in our mouths? What season are you going to praise God? Number one, manifestation. Manifestation. When good things have happened. Number two, frustration. I want you to repeat it. Depression. Number three, expectations delayed. Number four, confrontation or battle. Number five, deprivation. Now, deprivation doesn't mean you are totally in poverty. It can also mean you are looking for 100 billion. And what is available is 89 billion. Do you understand? So I'm not talking about scarcity, about total poverty. All right? Number six, confusion or decision. How many of you have ever come to a point where you need to know what to do? Except you are not alive. You will come to those points. Confusion or decision. And then, number seven, desperation for fresh unction. How many of you have ever trusted God for fresh oil, fresh anointing? The two things I said at the beginning are the keys. Praise with understanding and praise by decision. You have understanding from what you just heard. Any realm you are in at all in life, the 7 points got you covered. Wherever you are, whatever be your station or your position, those 7 points got you covered. If you are happy and you are celebrating because you got results, congratulations. Praise God. More will happen. If the devil is causing you discouraged, you have the need to praise for God to intervene. You are expecting something that is delayed. Praise God. Devil confronted you with battle. And so on and so forth. Got you covered. Now you have the understanding of what this will do for you. Now make the decision. I am not going to wait for things to decide my praise.
I am going to praise God now.
Stand up on your feet everywhere you are.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a bigger shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. The loudmost shout of praise. Within the 13 days that is left to the end of the year, anything can happen. I like the timing to be up there so that I can regulate my schedule. Just make sure the clock is on. Okay, it's up right there. Within the 13 days that is up before the year is over, anything can happen. My God and your God will change your story. Until not just people are shocked, you will be saying, I didn't know this thing will happen again this year. I thought the year has already ended. When it is not only people that will be surprised at what has happened, you will be surprised. Say the loudest, amen. We are going to have two segments of praise. Number one will be 8 minutes. Eight stands for a new beginning. Lord, they say it is the end of the year, but for me it is a new beginning. I need something new in this season. Number two will be 5 minutes. Five stands for grace. Let your grace speak for me. At this end of the year, let your grace speak for me. Now, if where you are standing is too tight for you, what is the front doing? What is the aisle waiting for? Just find space. Or what is the front of you waiting for? Just find space. Don't let anyone bottle your praise. Don't let any straight jacket straighten your praise. After the 8 minutes of praise, everyone who have a testimony to tell, something God has done for you, and you need to share it yet before this year is over. Some of us, after the 8 minutes, so that those who take testimonies can be a part of that 8 minutes. Alright? And then, we will take your testimonies, and I believe that you will have more to share. Somebody said, that's right. In the course of the praise, miracles everywhere, healings everywhere, battles that will be broken, confusion that will be cleared, direction that will be released, frustrations that will be terminated, delay that will be over. You will hear the report even while the service is on. Somebody say hallelujah. Are you ready for 8 minutes? Give him a clap and a shout of praise. Let's go.
part one. Even though we exceeded the 8 minutes, now this is part two. Get ready for grace invasion. Everything in your body that my Father in heaven has not planted shall be cleaned out at this time. As David worshipped, Saul became free of the unclean spirit. This is detox praise. Detoxification praise. Everything that is a toxin in your system, this is detoxification. Whether it's a virus or a demon or a disease or a negative climate or a negative garment or a spirit of disfavor, this is detoxification praise. For the next 5 minutes, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of victory. Let's go.
Hey, let us rejoice and be glad. It is the Lord.
If you have a testimony now, you can take it.
I'm
for us. Appreciate him. Appreciate him for your manifestations, your fulfillment. Appreciate him for the end of all frustrations. Go on and appreciate him. Appreciate him for the end of all frustrations. Appreciate him. Appreciate him. Appreciate him for the release of your expectations. Appreciate him for the end of your battles. Appreciate him for the end of scarcity, shortage, poverty, empty-handedness. Appreciate him for direction, for the end of your confusion. Appreciate him for fresh oil, fresh unction, fresh grace. Appreciate him. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and receive the dividends of your praise this moment. Father, we give you the praise.
lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we love you. We can't thank you enough. What a favor. What a mercy. What a help. What a mercy. What a help. What a grace. What a favor. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rofek. Thank you, Mekadesh. We love you, Lord. Everywhere you are. Shut up. Shut up. Receive now what Jehovah has for you. Receive now the products of your praise. Lift your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head. And you know more than anybody else what you need at this time. Whether it's a direction, whether it's the termination of delay, whether it's the end of a battle, whether it's supernatural supplies, you know what you need. All you need to respond is, I receive. When I say in the name of Jesus, you place your hand on yourself and scream, I receive. Father, confirm that it was your word I preached, not my word. Confirm that this battle with that sickness can be over. The battle with delay can be over. Confirm that I didn't send myself. Confirm that you sent me. That's right. Confirm that all the miracles upon this altar was not the doing of a man. And that there is no other altar apart from the altar of God that we serve. Confirm it by the release of what your people desire right now. Let your hands high. Are you ready to receive? In the name of Jesus, the scream is, I receive. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive your relief. Receive your freedom from delay, from depression. Receive the termination of that battle. Receive your relief. Receive your deliverance.
We honor you. We adore you. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. Something definite happened. And this December shall remain the best December of your life. Today, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. You are my everything. And you are my love, you are my Lord. Ooh, ooh. Tell us what happened.
Please, if you hear your name, quickly run forward for your testimony.
There are those standing already. Alright, go ahead.
Marcus Obadiah. Ooh. Ramatu Shuaibu. Stephen Ghana from Borno and Sister Praise Ijeoma, run forward quickly.
Sir, this sister Tamina, she said late last year she lost her job, which led her into depression, and then she went into smoking and drinking. That continued all through till August, September, ending, came into service in the month of September, and she said,
please have your seat, no movement.
And she said,
for just faith, I don't know about those people. Just confirm that everything is all right. Yes, go ahead.
And she said, from the month of October, the 1st of October till eternity, that demon of smoking and alcohol all died off, and she's here to give God praise.
Come forward. In the name that is above every name.
Okay, these are brothers Lawrence, Godwin, and Joshua. They are medical students from the University of Abuja. Came in 2 Sundays ago, and while you told them to not just dance, but to play in the presence of the Lord, they had their exam, and that was the focus of their celebration.
Which exam was that?
First promotion exam.
First professional exam. That's second MB, third year to fourth year. All right.
And then they danced intensely and went in to take that exam, and they are here to give God praise because they all passed the exam.
Give the Lord a praise. That is one of the most terrible exams in medical school. It's a weeding exam. In our class, we were 120 that wrote the exam. 29 passed. Yes. Yes. It's a weeding exam. Oh, well, why not? I'm obviously among the 29. All right? 30 were withdrawn. That time. I think it's better now. It's easier now. I think it's easier now. It's easier now. We have many doctors now. Come over here. Congratulations. May you proceed and be successful. And failure is not your portion forever. Congratulations.
So, sir, she said that nobody knew she was into that activity. Not until after your preaching, and you still called out for testimony. And she felt that urge and leading to come testify and then allow that.
Congratulations. The job you lost, I declare restoration. Power of the Holy Ghost for complete restoration. Yes.
Sir, this is our sister, Blessing Godfrey. She got married in 2019. First pregnancy, she lost the baby after childbirth. Second pregnancy, 4 months to the time of delivery, she lost it. And then she came in here last year and participated in one of the prayer sessions where God's handmaid prayed for them. She took it last year. And she's here to give God praise because in her hand is the evidence that God.
Congratulations. Everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I declare, according to the time of life, your children are in your hand. Every demonic embargo is lifted. While that praise is on, was on, if you had any encounter, experience, healing, deliverance, something left you, God did something for you, you can also step on my right, left hand side here and let us know what happened. Yes.
Okay. Our sister, Anene Chioma, said she was diagnosed of blood clotting, acid reflux, and all manner of immune diseases. She had a picture here. She was bedridden from the month of April all the way to the month of August. She was brought in that condition by her husband, and in one of the services in August, the power of God searched through her, and this is a testimony standing here right now. She was taken to several hospitals, but God has
blood clotting issues, acid reflux, all of that blasted out by the power of God. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. And husband also healed. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' name.
So this is our brother Obadiah. He said for 4 years he has experienced a demonic movement in his chest. But in the last month vigil, in the heat of the ministration, something unwound from his chest. And the movement took off. Since then, he has never experienced
it. Give the Lord a praise. Something unwound from his chest and the movement is out forever. Give the Lord a praise. You are free. Badiah.
Our brother came from Borno. Witnessed the wedding of our sister yesterday. And after the wedding, he went to pray to God because he had had a challenge of pain in the belly for 3 years that defied medical intervention. But yesterday, after the prayer, he stood up from the altar and the pain disappeared. He's here to thank God.
Congratulations. Today, you came all the way from Borno for the wedding. Bill is Borno, right? Pastor Satan Borno. In the name of Jesus, congratulations. It's permanent. Yes.
Sister Ramatu became a Christian just about a month ago. She was of the other religion.
Give the Lord a praise.
She said she received a flyer from our evangelism team. Usually, she will receive a flyer and throw it away. But this particular flyer was carrying the faces of our father and mother in the Lord. She looked at them and she fell in love with them immediately. She took the flyer when she came. She said she was under pressure to come to church. On the 4th of December, she came to church, handed her life to Christ, and started the foundation class. But this is the testimony. She said for 3 years, she has experienced a demonic pain in her belly too. But while the foundation class was ongoing exactly in class 2, she said the power of God touched her, and now the pain is gone. She's so happy, and she's here to testify today.
Give the Lord
today.
A big clap, Sister Ramatu. Congratulations. The Lord save you and save all. Come forward here. The Lord save you. Lift up your hands and save your whole household. Power of the Holy Ghost. Save you and your household. In Jesus. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Give the Lord a praise. Yoke is broken.
Sir, our sister says she had a growth in her anal region. She couldn't sit down. It was very painful. But she decided to join the maturity class.
Are you here?
Wait.
Where are you from? Okay, Kenyan. Do you know that? You should have mentioned it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Sister Praise, she's from Kenya, but she's with us here right now. She said she had a growth in her anal region that was very painful. She couldn't sit down. But while here, she decided to go through the leadership and discipleship training course, which you call maturity class. She said while the class was ongoing, they had a vigil. And during the vigil, the growth melted. The pain is gone. She can sit down very well. And she's here to return the glory to God.
Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Power of the Holy Ghost. Be free in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to call on... All right. Okay, go ahead.
Sister Favor said on Thursday she was diagnosed to have liver enlargement. She came into the service this morning with severe pains all over. But she said while the praise was going on, that pain took off and now she's totally set free. All the pain is gone.
Go back to the hospital and let them confirm that the liver is now normal. In Jesus' name. Madam Colin Zamba, can you come forward?
She said that she has a testimony to give the secretary to the president and cabinet of Malawi. She's actually here with her country's flag.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning, church. You don't know where to start from when the testimonies are so many. But in view of time, number one, most of you will recall that I used to be in this country working for UN as the economic advisor. And I spent the 6 years in the country and under the leadership of Senior Pastor Ma. I was transferred by the UN to Zambia, where I stayed 4.5 years, and then I was further transferred to cover Swaziland and Lesotho, now Eswatini, and I stayed there 1.5 years upon when now my president called me back home. When I came back home, I was made chief advisor to the president and head of the Presidential Delivery Unit. Before I proceed, I take salute of Pastor Nick Chakwera, who is here, and Madam Rudo Chakwera, who is a great singer, sir, and Reverend Mataba and Bishop Mataba. Sir, when you visited Malawi, I'm starting in the middle. When you visited Malawi, it was an apostolic visit. You came to speak God's business in Malawi, to demonstrate that God has business in Malawi. It's a man of God who is the president in Malawi. But as it is, you know light and darkness, that when you come and destabilize, just as Paul was on that island and had the fire, the viper came out. I think the presence of the man of God in the country, a lot of vipers are coming out.
The current president of Malawi was also the president of the Assemblies of God Malawi before he became president of Malawi. Yes.
Sir, your visit was a landmark episode in the country. You prayed with the pastors. You had sessions with the executive, the legislature, the business people, and there was a special time you spent with the president. And in our assessment, some of us, it's a time like that was spent on Mount Sinai, where the two priests, we don't know what God was speaking to the two priests. But what we could decode from that is that the glory which was showing on their faces. And we saw the glory as our president gave back the land to Jesus.
Yes, right. President went on his knees. Everybody went on their knees on the crusade. And Mrs. Nick was telling us yesterday, the other day, that they had been praying. They didn't know how to go to the president to tell him, can we rededicate this land to God? Then when I came, I said, we are about to rededicate the land to God. Yes. And the president will lead us to do it.
Yes.
Give the Lord a praise. Go on ahead.
And this has become our survival kit. Coming to me, sir, after the investment and the deposits made into me,
while she was there for 6 years,
at a personal level with my children.
Yes, the daughter was struggling to find which way to go. I prayed for her, counseled her. She went through medical school, graduated as a medical doctor. At the junction of trying to go to school, I'm sure she came with her mother too. Pastor, I don't know where to go. I don't know how to go about it. What do I do? Come, let's pray. Bam. And that's it. She's graduated as a medical doctor and going to public health or something. Give her all the praise.
Thank you. Many testimonies, sir. But after those deposits into me, in my life, and I come back home, as I worked for a year as one of the chief advisors and head of the presidential unit, it pleased the president on 31st May in the night, as he made the press and did the press briefing on the measures of the economy and the country to bring it back. It pleased him to announce me to be the secretary to the president and cabinet. Maybe in us it's not wired the way we are able to express like Nigerians do, you know. But church, secretary to the president and cabinet is the highest of the civil service.
The highest.
This is where you are the one, I mean, parastatals, the government companies, the army, the police.
Everything under her.
I mean, everything. You know, you are there. So, my coming here, sir, number one, much as there was this wedding, congratulations, but I think it was a vehicle for me as a pilgrim to come back to a place where the foundation, the unshakable foundation, was made. The stone was built. And the master builder of that stone, who is standing here,
Jesus first, me under him.
Yes. And then the bricklayers, madam, and other people, whom I had, you know, when you are here, you would think, oh, it's very tough, it's busy, it's rugged. It wasn't easy. But I was able to do the foundation class. Then it was 9 weeks. I was able to do the maturity class. I thought I would stop at that point. But a few colleagues said, no, ma, you can't stop here. And then I joined the Bible school because it wasn't
enough.
I was saying, no Saturday, no weekend. And then, of course, Fridays. So I was rushing from the office. I'd be here 4 o'clock. And thank God we were closing at 2. And then Saturday, 7 o'clock in the morning, you are here almost all day. And it was like that for a good 8 months. But what was critical for me is the reading of the 40 chapters of a Bible per day.
Every day in Bible school. 40 chapters a day.
And then every week we had that form to complete. And you know, you can't lie, you know, that you are saying 40 when you have not managed 40. So at first I would say 5, 1 day 10. Until there was a session we were told to get an audio Bible and all that. So I was now managing the 40 chapters in a day. It was such a breakthrough for me. But, you know, at that time I didn't realize. There was one time there in Area 1 when I was sitting outside and senior pastor said, I know you are having testimonies, a vehicle, a house and all that, but I want you to impact nations and impact people. I cried so much that day when that word came out. It's just these years now later I've realized what that meant to be, until God made me to this position whereby you are influencing what is happening in the country, almost in every sector. You are at a point you make certain decisions to advise, and where mistakes sometimes are about to be made. All this you were preaching today is like speaking to me. Storms are there. People speak all sorts of nonsense, conspiracy. But this foundation.
Rugged foundation.
This foundation, you know, makes you move strong. And sir, the foundation and the deposits are the ones part of the fuel running the the country of Malawi.
Running the country.
One of the days, while we were there, she said, Mr. President and every one of you, once in a while you ask me, these statements you are making, where are they coming from? You say, I want to confess, it is from this man standing here. Say, the things I heard from him, I repeat them verbatim.
Yes.
She even mentioned one of those women, I can't remember that.
Nothing is too lost not to be found and recovered.
Nothing is too lost to be found, nothing is too lost to be recovered. And all of that flowing. She didn't know the extent of the deposit on Chisit. Yes. Literally, the engine room of the nation, under the president, running. People, we are not wasting our life here. We are not... When I cried, when they wanted to interview me, I just started weeping. I wept massively. I couldn't speak. I said, so this person was sitting in the congregation and I was not literally knowing where this deposit is going. I said, oh Lord, so we didn't really waste our time. We are not wasting time at all. You are making a deposit here and there. A nation is impacted here. Another nation there. Another nation there. Beloved, you will impact nations.
Amen.
And you remember what she said? I said, thank God for your car testimony. Thank God for your house testimony. But I want to hear the testimony of you affecting a nation. That is the testimony we just heard. I'm sure she has more, but for the sake of time. Incredible.
To say I'm grateful is the least I can say.
She flew all the way from New York?
USC.
From the US all the way for the wedding. She came at the end of the wedding, only met the reception yesterday. You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're happy to see
you. Thank you, sir.
And you'll get more fire before you go. Come over here and receive the fire. And please, send our regards to Mr. President, Pastor Nick also. Send our regards, special regards. We do not take it for granted that he would have been here in person if it was possible. And he passed through here in the church, in Area 1, during the days of their struggle. He said, Pastor, you know what? During the days of our struggle, I came to the church. He said, but nobody knew I sat in the congregation before he became president. Father, thank you. Fresh oil. Fresh fire. Greater impact on your nation. Greater impact on your generation is released in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Anyone gearing up to impact your nation, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. In Jesus' name. All right, let's stand up on our feet and let's appreciate God. Wave your hands and appreciate Him. This sister says she saw revelation of flower bouquet. Ladies, we are catching them. Plenty weddings. The door of wedding opened. Physical daughter, spiritual daughters, up to the age to be married, and the devil say you can't be married. That devil is a bastard. Jesus, lift your hands and give Him the praise. All of you standing there, your testimonies are so explosive. But for the sake of time now, within the week, we'll hear from you. You are all blessed in Jesus' name. Lift your hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Be honored, Lord. In the name of Jesus. While our hands are lifted, anywhere you are this morning,
You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. Everywhere you are. Lord, I want to give you my life. I want to give you myself. I want to hand over my life to you. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.